Hello.
Hi, Amelia. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I wanted to know if your service coordinator reached out to you.
I don't think so. I know.
Okay.
A lady called me. She was saying that she was pretty much explaining that they approved me for services and that she has to explain some things, but I'm not sure if it's the coordinator.
This was after I spoke with you?
This was after, yes, but...
Okay, and she said she's going to come down to your home?
She was supposed to come today, but I said I don't know where she's coming from. I don't know. She pretty much had to explain the whole situation to me all over again, but...
Do you
I don't
remember
know
what her name was? Because if you have a service coordinator, then she should come down and you can discuss hours with her and we can get you started.
Right, but she didn't tell me about hours or anything. She just told me that there's a program, if I want to be in it to see if I qualify for something, but I'm like, huh?
Okay, do you have the phone number for this person?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to tell it over to me? Because I do have a number here. I want to see if it's the same person.
Okay, so the number is... Okay. Wait a minute. Just a second. Number is...
Wait, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
A little bit better, yeah.
It's 215-987-8282.
Okay, I'm not sure who that is. I'm going to send you this number. This is your assigned service coordinator. I would say call her now when we're off the phone and see if you can schedule an assessment with her, okay? She's
okay.
Your assigned service coordinator from the insurance company that you have. It's Keystone now. You got switched over with the county so you can get the home care services.
Okay, so I have Keystone now?
Yes, Keystone is the name of the insurance company. Keystone First.
Okay.
Is that the text I just sent you?
Can we take a second? And then how are we going to do with the worker?
Sorry?
What are we going to do with the one that's going to be helping me? It's going to help me.
I can't hear you so well.
Who's my... one of the family members is going to be my caregiver, so...
Yeah, your sister, Sheila, is going to be your caregiver, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So Monica here was in touch with her. She's going to get her onboarded, okay?
Okay. So call the coordinator now?
Yeah.
And let her know to set up an appointment.
Yeah. Do you want me to transfer you over to her, or you can just call
yeah.
that number that
yeah.
I sent you?
Yeah, I can get on the phone right now.
Okay. Okay. Just a second.
Hello.
Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care. I'm on the phone with Amelia Martinez. I see her assigned service coordinator. You wanted to schedule
yes.
an assessment for her?
Yes, yes, yes. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? What do I have on my calendar? I'm checking my calendar now, see where I can fit you in. I can come see you next Thursday. Can you do 10 o'clock?
Okay.
That works for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
It would do better consist of.
One more time, I'm sorry, you sound muffled.
What does that consist of?
So I'll come out to you and we'll go over, I'll ask you a bunch of questions about your health, how you're currently meeting your needs and stuff like that. I'll document all your health conditions and all your medications and kind of figure out where you would fall or where you would kind of qualify for hours. And then I'll submit that to another department that will make the final decision on how many hours you would get.
Can we do that? Can we just do that to the phone?
Unfortunately, we can't. I have to do it in person.
Okay. So next Thursday.
Yes.
Okay.
Let me write down your number. Give me 1 second. What's your phone number?
267-581-2169.
Okay. All right. I'm going to text you my phone number just so you can have it locked in. This is my direct number. I'm going to send you. And if anything changes, if you need anything in the meantime, just give me a call, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes. Let me confirm the address. Let me pull her up. Let me see. Are you at 2614 East Madison?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Perfect. All right. I'll see you next week. And I'm like I said, I'm gonna text you my number so you'll have it.
Yes, ma'am. That's fine. Thank you so much.
All right. Yeah. No problem. Take care. All right. Bye bye.